You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you die, that does not mean that you lose to cancer. You beat cancer by how you live, why you live, and in the manner in which you live.
This is V-Week at ESPN Radio. Join the fight. Go to v.org/donate. 100% of your donation goes to cancer research.
We are on Sportsmanlike here on ESPN Radio, ESPN2, all across the country and all the great ESPN Radio stations, Sirius XM Channel 80. And of course, we are presented by Progressive Insurance, along with Michelle Smallman, Chris Canty, Evan Cohen, with you here on ESPN Radio. Giving Tuesday, we're supporting the V Foundation. Of course, when you think of the V Foundation, you think of the late, great Stuart Scott. And of course, these are challenging times for everyone, as we know. And if you're able to donate and you're able to join us today and support the critical work of the V Foundation for Cancer Research in honor of our friend Stuart Scott, go to v.org/Stuart. That's v.org/Stuart to help the V Foundation, the victory over cancer. That is v.org/Stuart for more information. And joining us now, Taylor and Sydney Scott, Stuart's two daughters, joining us here on V Foundation Day on Giving Tuesday. And of course, we've been emotional telling stories today, and everybody's been telling heartfelt stories. But we wanted to start off with this. Two young daughters, a dad on TV, this icon on TV. He's perfect to all of us. He's probably not perfect to you. What did you two make fun of Stuart Scott the most about that you would rag on your dad about? What?
He did not eat cheese. And so sometimes we would test his loyalty. We would be like, he could not eat cheese. And sometimes Sydney would be like, if you love me,
would you do it for me?
Would you? Just like, would you say that?
Was he allergic to it, or he just didn't like he didn't like it on anything, like a cheeseburger, a sandwich, nothing?
He did not like it, and it gave him like a physical reaction, but it was not an allergy. So for years, he told people that he was allergic. And then one day we were at a restaurant and he was like, I'm allergic to cheese. And I was like seven. And I was like, you're not allergic. You just don't like it. And he was like, you cannot say that in front of the waiter.
So you called your dad out.
They called him out for not eating cheese. Taylor, Sydney, a lot of the money that's going to be raised today for the V Foundation is going to go to the Stuart Scott Memorial Cancer Research Fund, which works to improve outcomes for minorities that are disproportionately affected by cancer. What does it mean to you to have a part of your dad's legacy be honored in this way?
Ooh, it is. It's so incredible. It's a really special thing because Taylor and I, we've spent a lot of our studies and our lives growing up in this, you know, in the wake of this legacy. And to look at the ways that it's things like access to healthcare, it's things like diagnostic, you know, accessibility and things like that. And we see that Black people have worse cancer outcomes. They have higher mortality rates. And so to know that my dad came from this Black community. He came from Chicago and Raleigh, North Carolina. And that was what he brought with him when he came to ESPN. And to know that his legacy is carrying on in such a way that these communities are being championed and these communities are being paid attention to and having this priority put on them, especially with the donation, you know, with the funding dollars, it's really special.
So many great things being done with the foundation. We hope that people have it in their hearts to donate today. But Taylor, Sydney, I want to go back to your relationship with your dad. Evan asked you what you made fun of him about, and we know that your dad was so proud of the both of you. He talked about you all the time. What are you proud of when you think about your dad? What did he do that made you proud?
I'm honestly really appreciative. It's been in my, the V Foundation has really been a component of my life for so long, especially because ESPN is such a strong supporter of it. Long before my father was diagnosed, he really taught us that the work that Jim Valvano's family was doing in his absence was changing the world. And he made that commitment every year to go to events, to donate, and to really champion this cause. And so it feels like a full circle moment that they really have championed our family and so many other families. You know, it really is amazing the fact that, you know, there have been 12,000 patents created by the Stuart Scott Memorial Cancer Research Fund at this point. And I feel like my pride is really in the fact that people are going to have different outcomes today than they did when my father passed. That really inspires me.
Yep. Taylor and I have been able to meet some of the researchers that have won the grant that our dad's fund funded, and to listen to the work that they're doing, to see young Black women and doctors and people of color, you know, advancing in this space of cancer research. It's really special to be able to meet the people face to face who are the recipients of these donations, and to see that, you know, that work in actual practice.
Let me correct myself. It's over 1,200 patents, and people have been connected to over 125 clinical trials.
Yeah. The clinical trials, especially, that's such an important part of the cancer research. So yeah, it's gripping, honestly.
We are on Sportsmanlike here on ESPN Radio, ESPN2, along with Michelle Smallman and Chris Canty. Evan Cohen with you, talking with Taylor and Sydney Scott, their dad, Stuart Scott. Everybody knows, and it's such an inspiration for so many people. V.org/Stuart for more information on this donation day and the Giving Tuesday. I'm not suggesting you're not still coping, but I am wondering, how have you turned coping into inspiration and inspiring now? Because it's amazing what you both have done.
That's been something that I've been thinking about a lot, because we are coming up on the 10th anniversary of that speech that you played in the beginning. And the time and space for reflection in those 10 years, I was 15 when my father passed, I'm 24 now. And one thing that keeps coming back to me, especially in these past couple of months, is when my dad was planning for that speech, he was listening to Jim Valvano's speech over and over and over again. And in particular, it was when he said, "It may not save my life, it may save my children's lives, and it may save the life of someone that you know." And I can tell you, going from that space, being 15 years old, losing my father, not knowing, you know, how my life is going to look after this, and processing such a huge gap in my life, to now have that reflection of 10 years and to see that there have been lives saved. There have been lives elongated. There have been lives improved, quality of life. People have had dignity. They've had time to spend with their families. It's, that's what the coping and the grief process looks like for me now, is looking at, this 10-year legacy, this 10-year span, and seeing the changes that have been made, and you know, again, speaking to people whose lives were lengthened, and you know, all of those things. It's really special to look back on that now.
Taylor, Sydney, your dad impacted my life just in the way that he was able to present sports, and that's not something that a lot of people tend to focus on or reflect on, but I'm going to spend a minute with that, just because he was so impactful in terms of creating a space for minorities, and specifically Black people, to be their authentic selves when it came to presenting the sports content in a unique way. And I think back on all of the words, all of the phrases that became a part of the sports lexicon, like booyah and like as cool as the other side of the pillow, all phrases that we love, all phrases that are illustrated at ESPN's headquarters in Bristol, Connecticut. And I just wanted to ask you all what that means to you, to know that your dad forever and always changed the way that we present sports and the way that we storytell when it comes to the sports.
I think hearing from young journalists of color tell me that, you know, they had not seen themselves or seen a future for themselves in the space until they saw my father kind of really being his authentic, very colorful self. I have such appreciation that he was able to find a space at ESPN to really show that honesty and that enthusiasm, and the fact that it, you know, has had ripple effects. I know that you can't be what you can't see. And I think that the field looks different today. And I am always really inspired by the diversity and also the expertise of young journalists. You know, they took the lessons that have been, you know, in the industry for a long time, but in a new digital age, there are different requirements. And I am constantly surprised at the level of talent and the level of commitment that I see to storytelling. I think that it's really inspiring. And I know that my father would be so excited. He loved to talk to young people. He loved to tell people, you know, break down misconceptions about what his job was, and also let them know why he was so gung-ho about the work he did, and also why it was worth it to stay in the game even when it was difficult.
Taylor and Sydney, so when we're thinking about your dad, I'm sure these moments have happened for you. Is there a topic in sports, entertainment, life that you both have said to each other recently, oh man, if dad was on for that, he'd be all over that? An issue, a story, something? I guess I shouldn't tell you that Coach K is coming up in about 15 minutes as a UNC guy would do. I just won't mention that part of it. But is there something like, is there a phrase that you're like, oh, dad would have used this today? Or anything like that?
Okay. I don't know about the phrase, but this last summer when I was watching the Women's World Cup, and this was something so important to me growing up. I played soccer growing up, and the way that my dad was, I don't even want to say like a champion for women's sports, because that sounds a little pedantic almost, but
he was just
a fanatic about it. And so it was this amazing thing growing up where my soccer team, you know, U14, whatever, we got to meet some of the women on the women's national team. And looking at the way that women's sports has grown and developed, looking at, again, the journalism that's come out of it, looking at the popularity, I think that he would be so thrilled at where women's soccer is today on an international, on an international platform. I think he'd just be thrilled. I think that we would have had a really fun time this summer watching those games.
All right.
Growing up, our role models, all the role models he gave us were female athletes. And even though I didn't play soccer, it was always that attitude and that perspective of, if they're doing it, you can do it too.
Oh, yeah.
So before we say goodbye for now, give us again what people need to know about the foundation, about what you guys are doing and how they can contribute.
So basically, the V Foundation has awarded nearly $16 million in grants to the Stuart Scott Cancer Memorial Research Fund since 2015. I have found it the most inspiring to be able to talk to researchers about the real-time advancements that are being made, the real-time discoveries that are changing the outcomes for people living now. Cancer is something that affects all of our lives, and I am so grateful to be a part of a community, and I'm really passionate about sharing the work and also connecting more people to this network, because it really is a life raft in a situation that, you know, lots of people go through, and it feels very isolating, but lots of people are going through it. And I really love the community that we have found. And I'm so excited for the support that I'm seeing, you know, flow through.
Yeah. Happy V Week. Happy V Week.
Taylor and Sydney Scott, you both are amazing. So inspiring and just an amazing contribution on our show today. And we do appreciate your time. And thank you so much for all you have done for so many people.
Thank you.
Taylor and Sydney Scott, again, that's v.org/Stuart for more information about the V Foundation, and specifically with Stuart Scott and the foundation that his family obviously has just done a tremendous job with. As I mentioned, Stuart probably doesn't like the fact that we have a Duke guy coming up as a North Carolina guy. Coach K will join us in 15 minutes. Again, v.org/Stuart. This is Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Today is Giving Tuesday.
You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions moved to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, That's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
If you're able, go to v.org/donate to help support the V Foundation for Cancer Research.
We are on Sportsmanlike here on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Unbelievable conversation with Taylor, Sydney Scott, in honor of their dad, Stuart Scott. Of course, the V Foundation and founding partner ESPN have had a longstanding commitment to health equity and establish the Stuart Scott Memorial Cancer Research Fund in memory of Stu after he passed away from cancer in 2015. He was a champion, of course, for cancer research. And with ESPN's help, the V Foundation has awarded nearly $16 million in grants from that fund since 2015. An amazing, amazing conversation with his daughters just moments ago. All right. Obviously, no easy way of transitioning, as I mentioned. And in about 15 minutes, we are going to have Coach K on to talk about the memory of Jim Valvano and the V Foundation. We did have Monday Night Football last night. The Bears beat the Vikings 12-10. Which team stood out to you more and why? The actual positive play of the Bears on defense or the negative play of the Vikings, four interceptions for Josh Dobbs?
That was probably the first bad game we've seen from Josh Dobbs this season, all things being considered, right? Like, that was a bad game. Now, it started out with that bomb that he threw to Jordan Addison. I thought that was a big-time play. Jordan Addison just couldn't complete the act of the catch. But, I mean, that would have been a huge momentum swing. But overall, I mean, Josh Dobbs played awful. He threw four interceptions. It could have been six. It felt like he thought Jalen Johnson, cornerback for the Chicago Bears, was on his team. That's how much Jalen Johnson had his hands on the football. But all in all, I think the big takeaway is what's going on with the Chicago Bears, and specifically their defense, and the way that this group has been playing since they traded for Montez Sweat. This is a unit that's giving the Chicago Bears a chance in pretty much every single game that they play in. And it seems like it's more of what Matt Eberflus envisioned in terms of having the personnel to match with his scheme, the X's and O's that he dials up. And it makes me think back to the decision that Ryan Poles, the general manager for the Chicago Bears, made at the trade deadline to send a premium pick, a second rounder, to the Washington Commanders for a guy that was an impending free agent in Montez Sweat, only to pay him a $100 million contract. It feels like that decision retroactively, if I'm applying that logic, was about Ryan Poles giving his head coach as many bullets in the gun as he possibly could to find out if Matt Eberflus is, in fact, a good coach, right? Mm-hmm. They had the potential to trade Jalen Johnson for a premium pick at the deadline. They decided they weren't going to do that, right? Jalen Johnson, also an impending free agent for the Chicago Bears. It felt like they made those decisions to keep enough pieces in place to figure out whether or not Ryan Poles could form a cohesive unit with his expertise, which is the defensive side of the ball. And so far, so good. Now, we'll see what that translates to over the next five games, but the Chicago Bears have won two of three. And so, regardless of what happens with Justin Fields, I think there is a real opportunity for Matt Eberflus to make a case as to why he should be the coach for the Bears in 2024.
He can make the case, but it's still going to be existing in gray area based on the state of the team at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
It would obviously be a vote of confidence if he could rally the team and they could really show you something down the stretch. But I worry, if I'm a Bears fan, that that's still a little bit of fool's gold and that the situation might not be exactly what you want moving forward, especially when you're likely going to be drafting a new rookie quarterback. Mm-hmm. It just feels to me like that is so very Chicago Bears to make it interesting and to make you wonder if, because we're still wondering, is Justin Fields the guy? Is Matt Eberflus the guy? I feel like if you have to ask those questions.
You're not wondering if Justin Fields is the guy,
some
though.
People in Chicago still
No,
are.
Some people might be wondering, but I don't think anybody in that building is wondering if Justin Fields is the guy. There's nothing that Justin Fields can show us over the next five games that's going to keep them from drafting a quarterback if they have the number one overall pick. Quite literally nothing. If for no other reason, you get to reset the money on the quarterback position, you get to restart the clock on when you have to pay your quarterback. They've got to make a decision on Justin Fields' fifth-year option in the 2024 offseason. So months, right? If you draft Caleb Williams, you don't have to make a decision about the money for years. And so I guess the whole point is, if your team is not ready to compete at a championship level, why are you even paying a quarterback top-tier money? Why would you even go down that road? You don't have to do that. You can let Justin Fields audition for the 31 other teams, trade him off. Hopefully you get a premium pick, a second round pick or better, hopefully in the offseason. But you allow him to play his way into getting you more assets that you can then use to build around the quarterback that you're going to take with the number one overall pick. Because there's no world that Ryan Poles, their general manager, can justify the opportunity cost of passing on a rich crop of quarterbacks in not just one draft, but actually two drafts. Remember, they traded out of the number one overall pick in 2023. They could have drafted C.J. Stroud.
Oh, yeah.
How good does C.J. Stroud look right now?
Great.
Like we're projecting that Caleb Williams and Drake May could potentially even be better. So how can you justify passing on those quarterbacks for what we've seen for Justin Fields over the last 2.5 years? The answer is you can't. And so after watching last night's game, it's clear and obvious to me that Matt Eberflus has a better chance of saving his job with the Chicago Bears than Justin Fields does.
But you're still in a gray area. Even if best case scenario plays out and Justin Fields plays well and plays his way into a better deal for you, there's still going to be questions that exist about him and about you not developing him earlier, or if you could have gotten better out of him if you're Matt Eberflus regime. Mm-hmm. I just think if I'm a Bears fan, I hate the mentality of cheering for losing, but unfortunately, it feels like that's where you need to be as a Bears fan, right? Like DJ Moore says after the game, winning is contagious. If I'm a Bears fan, I want them to take vitamin C, get the medicine ball tea from Starbucks, some ginger in there. I don't want you to win. I want to hit the restart button. Get immunized, whatever. If I'm a Bears fan, I think I know enough. Yeah, wrong franchise. I just think I know enough if I'm a Bears fan and don't want the waters to get even more complicated as far as the decision is concerned.
All right. Also, I wanted to point out we do have some breaking-ish news. So the class of 2024 Modern Era Player Semifinalist Pro Football Hall of Fame was just announced. We're going to play a little very quick game here. I'm going to read you the list. I want to know who should be in.
Okay.
These are a lot of guys that you played against, CC.
Oh, fun game. Okay.
Okay. So you may want to write these down. There's a lot of them.
I don't need to write
them. All right. Here we go. I'm going to quickly fire them away.
No, don't fire. Just go one by one.
Oh, okay. So in or out. You're going to have to vote in or out. Eric Allen, cornerback.
Out.
Jared Allen, defensive end.
In.
Willie Anderson, offensive lineman.
In.
Tiki Barber, running back.
Out.
Anquan Boldin, wide receiver.
In.
Jari Evans, offensive lineman, guard.
Have you borderline.
London Fletcher, linebacker.
In.
Dwight Freeney, defensive
end.
In. Antonio Gates, tight end.
In. Maybe not, but in, absolutely.
Eddie George, running back. Okay, that's a no. James Harrison, linebacker.
In.
I'd be afraid to say out. Rodney Harrison.
In.
Okay, this next one is the one I'm most passionate about. 1,000% should be in, and he's not yet. Devin Hester, return man.
In. Now, they're all not going to get in this year, but those guys will eventually. The ones that I said in will eventually get in.
These are the semifinalists. And I'm passionate about it because if we're going to allow for special teamers to exist, the best ever at that should be in the Hall of Fame.
No doubt.
Torrey Holt, wide receiver.
In.
In.
Smalls was big on that one.
In.
Andre Johnson, wide receiver.
In.
Robert Mathis, defensive end linebacker.
Mm.
No. Julius Peppers is not in already. Julius Peppers.
Right? That's obvious, right? In.
Yeah, I'm confused about that. Steve, maybe wasn't eligible. Steve Smith, senior.
He's not in yet?
No.
In.
Okay. Fred
Taylor. He works at the NFL Network, so he'll be in.
Yeah.
And everybody that works at the NFL Network gets put in the Hall of Fame. He'll be in.
It's a good career choice.
He'll be in.
Fred Taylor, running back.
I love Freddie T.
He was great.
I love him. Listen, if it was me, I would, but I don't know that the voters are going to see it that way.
He's already been a 5-time semifinalist.
It just feels like.
Hines Ward, wide receiver.
I love him, too.
He's been an 8-time semifinalist.
But that's what I'm saying. I love him, too. I don't know if they're going to give him the Hall call.
Ricky Waters is still on this list? How does he?
I don't know. Yeah, if he ain't in now. Yeah.
Reggie Wayne?
In. He's got big numbers. Reggie Wayne's got huge numbers.
Next one, Vince Wilfork, defensive lineman?
In.
This guy's had a short career, but if he had a longer career, then he'd definitely be in. Patrick Willis, linebacker?
I don't know that he played long enough.
Yeah, and Darren Woodson, safety.
Darren Woodson's not in?
Based on that reaction, no. These are the semifinalists just announced.
Like Darren Woodson for the Cowboys? He's not a Hall of Famer?
He feels like he should be.
He feels like he should be, right?
Yeah.
So, again, I don't think, like I said, they're all obviously not going to get in this year, but the ones that I said in, those are guys that should be in the Hall of Fame. I feel like the Hall of Fame is a museum for the sport, and if you can't tell the story of the sport during that era without bringing up that guy, then they should be in the Hall of Fame.
if you could only vote one of those guys, which one jumped out at you the most? I know I just listed about 8,000 people.
Ooh, I'm probably with Smalls on that one. I mean, Tory Holt's right there, but another one that I'm a huge fan of, and I just have the utmost respect for this guy's story, London Fletcher.
Oh, could not
Fletch
agree more.
Was a dog on the field. Even when coaches tried to give him a day off, a vet day is what we call it, he wouldn't take it. And he would go out there, no pass practices, he put his pads on. Because that was just the mentality, like every day is a work day, just because of how he had to come in the league. He came up the hard way and made himself into one of the best inside linebackers during that era of football.
It is Giving Tuesday here on ESPN Radio, V Foundation, V.org/donate, and somebody who's very tied to it and somebody who's been a part of it forever, Mike Krzyzewski, 5-time national championship head coach for Duke, will join us next. It's on Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio. Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Today is Giving Tuesday.
You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions moved to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
If you're able, go to V.org/donate to help support the V Foundation for Cancer Research.
We are on Sportsmanlike here on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance, along with Michelle Smallman, Chris Canty, Evan Cohen with you. It is Giving Tuesday, and of course, we are raising money for the V Foundation. If you can support, we do appreciate it. V.org/donate. 100% of your donations go to cancer research. The V Foundation has done such a phenomenal job of branding itself as the place to go and that people trust, that trustworthy name, that trustworthy brand within the foundation of that's where my money is going to go to give back to those and to give to the money to the people that are researching cancer. V Foundation. What the V stands for, so many people, I think, have forgotten in so many ways. And Coach K, Mike Krzyzewski, joins us, a 5-time national championship-winning head coach. Coach, I want to start us off in this conversation. Can you give a scouting report on the kind of coach Jim Valvano was and the kind of person he was? Because I feel like people have been separated from that part of this with him.
Well, it's too bad. They should look up some of his old stuff. Jim was one of the great coaches and entertainers. If you had him speak for your organization, he would knock your socks off. He just got it, and he thought of ways of winning. We were really tough competitors as players, coaches. When he was at Iona, I was at Army, and then Duke and NC State. But once he stopped coaching, we became we were like brothers. And he had it. He had it. And that's how he, in his last few months of his life, he had the vision of starting the V Foundation and to get ESPN on the team and hopefully find a cure because there was no cure for his cancer. So incredible vision by really one of the really unique guys. I love Jimmy.
Coach, I want to ask you to go back to the 1993 ESPYs where Coach Valvano gave his speech and uttered those words that became the mantra for the V Foundation, don't give up, don't ever give up. He also had a specific message for you, and he said, I'm going to die, I know I'm going to die, but I'm going to win. What did that mean to you in that moment, given the context of everything around it?
Yeah, you know, I really think that there was the, like, divine intervention here. You know, whoever you believe God to be was working through Jim, because, you know, that when he gave that speech, there was no way he and his wife Pam flew up along with my wife Mickey and I, and he was thrown up the whole way. And he, you know, he had I could not believe he could get up on the stage. And once he got there, you know, his adrenaline just went. But I really think there was divine intervention there, and he gave the speech of a lifetime, and he believed that. He said, you know, I can't win, but I'm going to be there when we win. And, you know, we're going to fund researchers. Now, they don't, at that time, only one out of every six researchers were funded. He said, one of those five, they may have, you know, found a cure for my cancer. And a thing that people should understand about these research grants, once a researcher gets it, it morphs into millions of dollars because it starts their research lab. And so although the V Foundation has raised over $300 million, there are hundreds of millions of dollars that have been brought into the fight against cancer as a result of funding the researchers. It's, you know, it's like an Jimmy's game plan for this was better than any of his NC State game plans, and he was pretty good at those. Yeah.
Well, v.org/donate for those out there listening or watching that want to join the fight. And, Coach, you have been such a great mentor to so many people throughout your career. You have touched the lives of a lot of people. And you mentioned that your relationship with Jim Valvano went from fierce competitors to friendship. As that relationship evolved and you got to know him on a different level, what did he teach you?
Well, he got, you know, one, he's really funny. You know, he got it. And, you know, you would get on one another. He could... He was very, very smart, and we had very similar backgrounds, ethnic families. We both had three daughters. He's from an Italian family. I'm from a Polish family, and there was a lot of connectivity, you know, like, I cannot believe he had this idea. You know, I would visit him a couple, 2 to 3 times a week at the Duke Hospital. And the two of us would just, he would kick everyone out, and then we would laugh and cry. And then he had this vision. I was fortunate to be one of his first recruits, and have been on the V Foundation team, since then. And he didn't feel sorry for himself. He felt bad that he could not find a way to win, because as a coach, he really tried everything: box and one, triangle and two, let's press, let's do this. He was an innovator, and that's why it works perfectly to find these researchers who they're innovators. You know, they're trying to find cures, and you know what? We are winning. That's what people should understand. We are winning. We just haven't won completely. And every penny that goes into this, I mean, we're completely endowed as an organization. So it doesn't, if you give money, it goes directly into the fight against cancer. And Shane Jacobson, who is our leader, has done a phenomenal job. We have an unbelievable board. You know, we even have a scientific committee of a couple dozen of the top oncologists in the United States. And when they come to our Napa event and give a symposium on what's going on. So it's a well-oiled machine. I'm telling you, the V Foundation is, is really well formed, and it's a championship level team.
We are in Sportsmanlike here on ESPN Radio, talking with Mike Krzyzewski, of course, Coach K, five-time champion and part of the V Foundation, v.org/donate. Coach, I want to make sure I understand this correctly, because this part of what you're storytelling is amazing. You're saying that none of what's going on today, the hundreds of millions of dollars raised, the full day dedication on the ESPN platforms, would surprise Jimmy V. He knew all of this was going to happen.
Well, I think he would be, as it evolved, he wouldn't be. But, you know, if, from that one step to where we are today, you know, he'd be very surprised. You know, look, he was a good recruiter. You know, he said, Mike, we need ESPN. We need not just their power, but the platform. And ESPN has done an incredible job of embracing the V Foundation and the fight against cancer. And not a good job, an incredible job. If he evolved like this, he'd be telling us, you know, what the hell's wrong with you guys? We should be doing more. We should be winning more. And, you know, he's an amazing motivator. And really, after he got out of coaching, you know, he would have been on one of the talk shows, late night talk shows. He was that funny and had it. You know, he's a real entertainer. Jimmy was unique, one of a kind.
Well, I told the story as we say goodbye for now to Coach K. I told the story earlier today that I was walking. This is years and years ago. I'm walking in New York City. There was an old restaurant, Mickey Mantle's restaurant. I see a crowd outside, and I walk. I'm with my mom. I'm like 10 years old. I'm like, all right, let me go in there, Coach. And I walk in, and I swear to you, Jim Valvano is holding court, that there was a line outside to get in. Just to, it wasn't an event. He was having lunch. And it was unbelievable just to watch that. So what Coach K is saying is absolutely true. And I'm sure Coach K not surprised by him holding court in New York City at Mickey Mantle's on Central Park South or whatever it was. Coach, thank you so much for all you do, obviously, for the V Foundation.
Yeah, one last thing. He never met a crowd that he didn't like. But thank you guys for what you're doing, and it's an honor to be on.
Well, thank you very much. There he is, Coach K. Thanks, of course, Coach. Part of the V Foundation from the beginning. Right. One of Jim Valvano's best friends, as we know. V.org/donate for more information. Amazing stuff from Coach K, talking about how Jim Valvano kind of knew this, that he had the game plan for this, like he had a game plan for the 83 National Championship for NC State. We are on Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Today is Giving Tuesday. When you donate to the V Foundation, 100% of your donation goes to cancer research, because they have a separate endowment that covers administrative expenses. 100% of what you give goes to the researchers working so hard to find a cure. If you're able, go to v.org/donate to help support the V Foundation for Cancer Research.
We are on Sportsmanlike here on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. It is Giving Tuesday. For the V Foundation, v.org/donate. 100% of those donations go to cancer research. Thank you very much to Mike Krzyzewski, Coach K, joining us just moments ago. And in about a half hour, or excuse me, 45 minutes, because we are going to keep going through noon Eastern time in for Greeny today here on ESPN Radio and ESPN 2. We are going to be joined by Jim Kelly, of course, former Buffalo Bills quarterback, who is, certainly has an inspiring story in his own right. There are other things going on, non-important stuff going on, non-real life stuff, all the fun stuff, the fun and games. As I know our team in ESPN LA always talks about the fun and games department. Well, that's kind of where we are today, CeCe, with the best bet, Canny's best bet on ESPN Bet for this evening.
Absolutely. So we're going to go to the association for Tuesday night, and we got a spicy one between the Warriors and the Kings. Now, this one is in Sactown. Of course, Steph Curry has been back for about a week. Draymond Green is coming back from his five-game suspension. The last time these two teams hooked up when they were whole was early November, and the Warriors were on the winning side of it. I'm predicting that the Warriors will be on the winning side of this game tonight, even though they're slight underdogs. I'm going to take the Warriors on the spread as a part of a three-leg parlay. So Warriors plus 1.5 points. We've got De'Aaron Fox over 28.5 points and Sabonis over 13.5 rebounds. So let me get this right. The Warriors plus 1.5 points, De'Aaron Fox over 28.5 points, and Sabonis over 13.5 rebounds. That plays out. That pays out at plus 712.
Ooh,
a little bit of juice on that one, Smalls. Okay. Just a little bit of juice. Plus 712.
I like it.
Woo!
Here's the question:
$100 to make 700.
Let's do
Here's
that.
Here's the question. Bad. You know, remember last year in the playoffs, Draymond, Sabonis. They had their beef.
They do.
Draymond's coming back. If you're Sabonis, you trying to bait him tonight a little bit?
Maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit.
Maybe a lot of
bit. But yeah, but I don't think Draymond's going to fall for that.
Oh, he falls. I love Draymond. If he falls for it tonight,
yeah, he's I don't not think
gonna
he will.
For, he's not going to fall
gonna
for it.
He's going to be on his
tonight.
Best behavior.
It's listen, it's, they're going to make a statement now. Draymond wants to make a statement. The Warriors will win the game tonight. That's not going to be the drama of the theater, although I do think it's going to be a really close game. Mm-hmm. I think the drama in the theater will be, can Sabonis get that 14th rebound? I have no doubt that Fox is going to get his. I have no doubt the Warriors are going to win. The question is, can Sabonis get that 14
rebound? CeCe's going to come in tomorrow.
If he can, ooh, Small, we good for the rest of the week.
We're going
to Red Lobster. Okay. We are good.
How about this? Instead, we'll donate to the Jimmy V Foundation.
Hey, there you go. Well, part of it to the V Foundation, and then the other part for the Cheddar Bay Biscuits.
Okay.
Come on, there we go.
On Giving Tuesday, you're splitting your winnings between Red Lobster.
I didn't say split. I'm just saying
just
we give
bit.
Most of it to the V Foundation and the other part for lunch. For me, it's small. I like the Cheddar Bay Biscuits.
They're really great.
And the Crab Alfredo hits if you hadn't had it in a while.
CeCe's going to come in tomorrow, and we're going to be like,
you haven't had it in a while.
We're going to be like, CeCe, you seem really tired.
So not
are you okay?
Always.
Smalls, he's coming in tomorrow. Completely exhausted.
You know what I mean, Smalls. I'm not by myself with this.
I understand.
We're like, what's wrong? Why are you so tired? You're never tired. Yeah, I had to stay up till 1 in the morning last night, Eastern time. Why? Sabonis had 13 rebounds.
I had to see if he was going to get that 14 rebound.
Rebound.
I need
for
that
Sabonis.
14 rebound, baby.
Oh, boy. All right,
come on, Sabonis.
Now, we can't bet on this
Arvidas
on ESPN.
Arvidas' son. Let's go.
Oh, you can't even call him by his name until he gets his 14?
I need that 14 rebound.
Oh, God.
Get the 14 rebounds.
then I'll say your name.
Then we'll talk.
Okay. We can't bet on this, but college football playoff rankings tonight, what's our assumption as to what 1 through 4 is going to look like? We know Georgia's going to be 1.
Michigan.
Michigan will be 2.
Washington will be 3.
Florida State 4. Oregon 5. Texas 5. Are they going to go Oregon, then Texas, then Ohio State?
It'll be
what about Alabama?
It'll be Oregon, Texas, Alabama.
I agree.
And then Ohio State drops to 8?
Eight. Yeah.
Oregon. So we're going to say Georgia, Michigan, Washington, FSU, Oregon, Texas, Alabama.
Yeah.
So Alabama would need to jump up from the 7th spot to get in. Obviously, a win against Georgia would be a huge help. Oregon would have an opportunity to jump in there if they were to beat Washington. You know,
which they're favored to do, though.
They lost to them
once. Like Oregon has a – yeah, that was in Seattle. So – Oregon has a 76% chance of beating Washington, according to our FBI.
Interesting.
It's very one-sided, isn't it? Very
That's
one-sided.
That's surprising.
So that game's on ABC, ESPN Radio as well on Friday night. Do we like the Friday night Pac-12 championship? Would you rather it on Saturday?
No, you like it? Yeah, give it to me
Spread
on Friday
Spread it out
night.
A little bit?
Spread it out a little
Spread
bit.
Out
I don't need
wild.
It all on one day. Give me that on Friday. I'll take it.
Because the timing of this, you have that Friday night. Texas plays at noon Eastern on ABC against Oklahoma State. Georgia and Alabama is the 4 o'clock Eastern game. Michigan and Iowa is the 8 p.m. Eastern game. And then Louisville and Florida State, which is 10 versus 5 right now, two top 10 matchups, also 8 o'clock. The Michigan-Iowa game has a chance to be ugly early, right? Like, Iowa, you don't feel like, has much of a shot against Michigan. Louisville coming off a loss against Kentucky absolutely hurts FSU because you want to be able to beat them, you know, with a better team, and that's not going to happen. But Georgia-Alabama in that standalone 4 p.m. Eastern spot, and Oklahoma State and Texas in that standalone noon spot, and then, of course, Friday night, Oregon and Washington State. That's how the schedule looks for this weekend. And obviously, next weekend's games, Sunday's rankings more important than tonight's rankings, but tonight's rankings still important because it gets us from point A to point B here, is where you have in terms of the college football picks. All right?
Mm-hmm.
He's texting with Mike Brown, the coach of the Kings right now.
No, actually, this is to KO Spikes. And he was telling me, he was like, "Dawg, bruh, forget about the Red Lobster. You need to go to the Capitol Grill and get the lobster macaroni and cheese."
Oh, that is good.
It's awesome.
The lobster macaroni. Like, he was just like, "Look, bro." He was like, "Listen, there's levels to this."
He's not wrong.
Like, you got the crab Alfredo, but then you have the lobster mac and cheese at Capitol Grill.
It is good.
I'm with Takeo. You know,
here's
If you make a big enough bet, you can get some wine.
I knew he was going to chime in.
Shout out to Takeo Spikes, Behind the Mask podcast. He does a really good job with my brother, two-time Reyes. So yeah,
I knew Pat was going to chime in because Pat is anti anything in mac and cheese. He's anti lobster or truffle or anything. I guarantee Takeo Spikes likes the truffle in there.
Oh,
right?
No doubt.
No breadcrumbs, lobster, truffle, mac and cheese.
It's amazing. You don't even have
find
to
find out if
you don't even
like
have
that.
To get a, you don't even have to get a meal. You could just order that.
No, that's what you do. You get a million sides, and you get the Asiago Parmesan truffle fries.
What was that? What was that cheese?
Asiago.
Yeah.
There was like a CH in there. I thought.
I also put like 7 extra I's in Camilla.
Oh my god.
Camilla Vajegas.
Please find a way to close this thing out.
Close this thing out.
Land the plane.
We have 2 more hours.
Land the plane. Land the plane gently. Please.
In all seriousness, thank you to Megan Judge and everybody involved in the V Foundation. V.org/donate. Now you can help support the critical work of the V Foundation for cancer research. We are going to continue. We are going to fill in for Greeny coming up next as part of the V Foundation Giving Tuesday. We are on to Greeny and on to Wednesday. It's Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Unsportsmanlike podcast on ESPN Radio. You can listen to Unsportsmanlike live weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on SiriusXM Channel 80. You can also watch on ESPN2 and on ESPNU. Unsportsmanlike with Evan Canty and Michelle.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.